Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. For those listening in for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about me. I am a talk show host, a TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News New World Media. I'm also the originator of the Vision Program, which specializes in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to effect change as I myself rose from a life of meager existence to one of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that's delivered here. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we get to today's guest, what I want to do is I want to share today's G-note. Well, what's a G-note? It's what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G-note simply reads, "Dear friend, dreaming and believing for better things in your life and those of the lives of those around you, it's absolutely, absolutely contagious." And that is so the truth. So excited about today's guest. We actually have a two-parter today. And for the first part today, we are a generation looking for transformation, but how will it come? Joining me today is Pastor Benjamin Anyacho. But he is not your ordinary pastor. He's an international motivational speaker, intercessor, revivalist, bridge builder, outside-the-box thinker, entrepreneur, business strategist, keynote speaker, talk show host, community leader, adjunct professor, pastor, and an apostolic leader. His current mission is to help remove the veil over the women in Austin and surrounding areas and empower them to succeed in every area of their life. We're going to talk a lot about what Pastor Benjamin does, where he's come from, and an exciting event that you're going to hear about coming up next weekend. Pastor Benjamin, welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you so much, Candy. It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure to be with you.
I am so happy to have you here. Now, the one thing that I didn't mention and that the listening audience can probably hear is there's an accent in there. And Pastor Benjamin is from Nigeria. And he is a Nigerian-born missionary that has lived in Austin since 1999. And in accordance with scripture that says, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers." What do you mean by that, Pastor Benjamin?
Thank you so much. I was in a little village in Africa, about 22 years ago in an Anglican church, reading a magazine, a missionary magazine, and I heard an audible voice that told me that someday I was going to be a missionary. And I know the picture was not a pretty good one. I know where missionaries end up. Some end up in the back side of the town. And so, being the firstborn in my family of eight, I was like the father and their hope, the first person that went to college. So I did everything I could possibly do to bribe God away from this assignment. But somewhere in 1999, I find myself in the shores of the greatest nation that God has given to humanity, that is the United States. When I arrived here, God told me that this is what I told you 10 years ago, that you'll be a missionary. And this is your missionary. This is your location. This is your parish. It didn't make sense to me. But let me go back a little bit. A year prior to that time, I was pastoring a church, a big church in Abuja. My general Abuja is the capital of Nigeria. So my general overseer came to me and told me that God revealed to him that I was going to be a missionary. He saw me ministering to the hundreds of thousands of Westerners. He's one of those resurrecting, accurate prophets. And in less than 10 months, I was here. So, and I asked God, what do I do? America has serve the world. America represents giving and represents missionary to the world. I thank God for what America represents. So what am I going to do here? Some folks laughed at me when I told them I was a missionary. Somebody really meant it and said, what has an African man got to give us? We produced the Bible. We started theological colleges. We have technology here. What do you have to give us? And I thought they were correct. So, but when I went back to God, said, God, I think I'm in the wrong place. I think I came here to make money like every other person. He said, no, that's not why you are here. That's why, how the book of Malachi chapter 6 verse 4 came into my story. And that place says that I will restore the heart of the fathers to the son and the sons to the fathers, lest I smite the earth with a curse. America represents the father when it comes to mission. America, many American missionaries died in Africa and other parts of the world. And through their efforts, some of us saw light. So we are their children, the offspring of their labor. And we're just coming here to give a little bit to the father. So that's what God told me, that he's sending the sons back to the father. America remains the symbol of reaching the world, transformation into the world.
And yes, maybe it does represent rich in the world, but certainly in many places troubled. And I guess that is the place where you have come to make your mark and return to the Father and say, what is it that I can do to help? And it seems as though you have taken on a personal mission, which is women's empowerment.
Yes. Yes, basically my passion, I have a couple of passions, like one of them being leadership. I believe that everybody in the church I pastor in Austin, Texas, I believe that everybody can be a leader. There is a leadership that is locked up in any one of us. There is greatness locked up in every one of us. But most times we listen to our environment and listen to the pessimists and wrong folks. And in that, women, you know, in this part
of the world.
Hey,
Pastor Benjamin, do you hear the music in the background? Hear that music in the background? That means we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish this thought process about women and leadership. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Stick with us. We've got great stuff for the entire hour.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G here with Pastor Benjamin and from Austin, Texas. And before we went to break, Pastor Benjamin, we were talking about women's empowerment and leadership and why these two points are so important to you.
Yes, thank you so much. These are very important issues for me because of my belief in leadership, that every one of us, locked up in every one of us, is the ability to do what we cannot do, what we think we cannot do. One of them is leadership. Since 2002, I have been mobilizing the leaders in Austin area at different meetings. Some of them calling pastors, apostles, and prophets to come together and fast and pray for a revival. And we've done that for 7 years till 2008. I have about 120 very prominent leaders in the Christian community in the room. This meeting was by invitation only, I called it. So in that meeting, the prophecy came that before revival comes to this city, that women must be released. And that has enormous ramifications. To release the women, the church has contributed in covering the women in so many ways. The Islamic world, for instance, literally and physically put veil on their women. But in the West, we don't put physical veil. But you can see the spiritual veil put on women that limit them. Many churches, women, the best they can be is just to teach children. They are not allowed to lead in any capacity. And in some churches, for instance, no matter how great, how knowledgeable, spiritual you are, the most you can be is just to be a Sunday school teacher. But I know many women that have such talents and abilities that they can lead in the same way, even better than men. So we began to process this thought on what that very prophecy meant. So I gathered about 11 women pastors, in the city last year, shared the concept, said we have to respond to this prophecy because women have been marginalized because of the he culture that we belong to. But we have to respond and ask God to remove the veil that has brought limitations over women in the city. And we're not going to fight it the way previous battles have been fought, but it's going to be a battle that will be fought in God's way, because when you fight in God's way, you are bound to win. So basically, that is how this Unveiled and Empowered Women Conference came about. Those women that I gathered from different communities, the Asian church in Austin, Hispanic, black, white, is a blend, perfect blend of the communities in the city. And I had elders in the city that supported, gave their 100% support for this kind of thing. We've done so many things preparing our community for full-blown transformation. But what we have not done is to unlock the gift that God has put in women and allow them to function in their gifts without any limitation. And women, some of them, when they have their meeting, they cry how people have mistreated them. Rather than thinking of how to take advantage of what is already in them. So that's the purpose of the conference. It is to remove the veil and at the same time empower the women. And we are honored that, Candy, you are going to be one of the speakers that will put fire in the bone of the women that are gathered from different expressions, theological expressions, different communities in this city gathering here on November 11th and November 12th.
And so I want to talk about that a little bit. And so what Pastor Benjamin is talking about is there is an event, and it is in Austin, Texas. And that is Friday, November 11th, Saturday, November 12th. And it is called Unveiled and Empowered. As a matter of fact, you can check out the website at unveiledempowered.org. And you can also go to my website and check my calendars. You know, but the purpose of this conference, as Pastor Benjamin said, is that God has removed the veil over the women of God in the Austin area and is empowering them to succeed in every area of their lives. And so I'm very, very proud and excited to be speaking at this event. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. And again, that's unveiledempowered.org. And we will mention that again before the end of the show. And you can get more information by emailing info@unveiledempowered.org, or you can call the conference at 888-516-0419. Or like always, you can contact me, CandyG@CandyG.com. And I know when you talk about the description, you're saying that this particular event The Unveiled and Empowered Women galvanizes women across racial, denominational, and ideological lines for one purpose, and that is to remove the veil so that women can walk into their purpose and their inheritance. So it's very exciting for me that you have invited me and asked me to be part of what you're doing there in Austin.
Yes, actually, that is what we are doing, because this is a difficult task for me. I've handled many projects in my work as a missionary here. I've brought hundreds and hundreds of leaders for different reasons, for different purposes, brought media, for city impact roundtables we had for 5 years, from 2003 to 2008. We gathered leaders from different cities in Texas, elected officials, city leaders, business leaders, and the church, nonprofit community, coming together to see how we can build synergies. Very successful. But this is a little tricky. And it's a little difficult, because somebody told me that this is hitting the hot button, because nobody wants to talk about it. It's a very difficult thing, because it's one of those things, who is going to bear the cost. But I believe that God has raised me up to be at the background. This conference is sponsored. I mean, the women, they planned it. They decided to test everything. But we are doing a stand at the background to make it work. It's going to be a gender reconciliation. There is need for gender reconciliation. We have had racial reconciliation, the black, the white reconciling with the black, the slave masters reconciling with the former slave, and so on and so forth. We have had the American Indians reconciling with the rest of the population. But we have never had gender reconciliation. So this is what is going to be, and it's a very spiritual thing, and everything that happens in the physical, first of all, is decided in the spiritual realm. And in this meeting, when that veil already, I believe that God has already removed the veil in the spirit, but we have to appropriate by faith. This is like coming to say, yes, we believe in this concept. There's no better time for women to walk into their purposes in life. Nobody will stand before them. And never again will anybody, denomination, creed, tribe, put veil on women. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
How do you feel? What is going to be different about this conference? Why should folks make the trip to Austin? Why should they come out if they're in Austin? What is different about this particular conference?
What is different is that I have been to so many reconciliation conferences. I have never seen gender reconciliation. We have always masked it. We have always felt everything is okay. Let me give you an example. A typical university in Texas, a professor who is a woman is paid less than a professor who is a man, even though they have the same qualifications. And we do this with all impunity. If a man is a pastor of a church and he retires, maybe their denomination believes that a woman can be a pastor. When the woman comes in, I bet you more than 70% of these churches, they will pay the woman less than they pay the man. And my question is, why? What kind of a nonsense is that? People are not supposed to be judged based on their race or gender, but what they bring to the table. I have seen some of the most brilliant, intelligent, anointed. In Africa, for instance, you see women who are pastoring church of tens of thousands because they have been unveiled and nobody is standing in the way. In Austin, boy, maybe one or two pastors, just a handful of women who are pastors, because the culture or the atmosphere, the environment has a way of bringing some limitations to the women. So basically, this is an exercise that will fire people up, let them know that this is the time. There is no better time for them to walk into their purposes than now. So you ask me a question. One, this is going to be a gender reconciliation. Two, it's going to be a time to remove the veil. Three, it is going to be a time to empower the women, for the women to see that they should not gather again and start crying and whining and licking their wound. It is time for them to, you know, put on the big boy, big girl pants and jump into and do something tangible.
You know, I hear what you're saying, and I hear your level of passion. I hear your excitement. And, you know, I'm, like I said before, I am so excited to be part of this. And I promise, Austin, anybody that's out there listening, I'm going to bring you my very best Candy G. And I'm going to share with you a lot of what I know about women's empowerment and what it means to find yourself in an empowered place and to take that place of empowerment back, because I know what it was like to not be empowered. And then to accept that responsibility and, like you said, just put on my big girl pants and get out there and get it done. And so I am very happy to be part of this. And I promise you, I'm going to bring some great stuff to Austin. That's a promise. You know, and we're going to talk about the conference again before we finish with you. But also I want to mention that you're also the author of Bold Fresh Wine. And yes. I love this book, and I love the concept behind it. Please tell the listening audience a little bit about Bold Fresh Wine.
Bold Fresh Wine is a concept. The church I pastor is a new wine gathering. And Jesus began his ministry by making wine. And I am very low on conventional reasoning, and Jesus is too. When he made that wine, he did not make it the way conventional wine were made. He basically assaulted every status quo that was in place by then. And this book tried to capture how he started his ministry and the role women played in that very scenario. One is that Mary, representing the intercessor, went ahead of Jesus 3 days before he came to Cana. So every time there's a great thing about to happen, some people actually go ahead of them. There are people who are pathfinders, trailblazers. And I'm telling you, when you look very carefully, you don't have to look careful or hard to find that women in most life history and
see, I'm with you. But listen, we're going to talk more about that. One more commercial break coming right up. Pastor Benjamin, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Help shipping. A Merchant website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerjet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerjet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerjet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. And you know, Pastor Benjamin, before we went to break, there were a couple of things that you said. You talked about the fact that you are very low on conventional reasoning. And, oh, I love that as a conversation. It means you think for yourself and you can see places where things need to be done and you take care of it. And you also talked about the fact that if you look at all the great moments in history, there's going to be a woman in there somewhere. I think that was in a country song somewhere. But anyway, there's a woman in there somewhere. And I remember a great quote that I love that says, well-behaved women rarely make history. And that means those women also were very low on conventional reasoning. So, again, I applaud what you're doing. And we were talking about Bold Fresh Wine before we went to break.
Yes, yeah, both fresh wine and the synopsis of this book. I'm going to ask a few questions that will help to capture what this book is all about. One, there was a wedding in Cana. Why would Jesus start his ministry in a wedding? One, God is happy with our enjoyment. God wants some kind of enjoyment. He enjoys, or he's happy when we are enjoying rather than when we are mourning. Number two is that why did he come 3 days late? Jesus has never been recorded to be tardy. He came 3 days late because of the principle of third day. Third day represents resurrection. Third day
What was that principle again? Say it again.
Third day represents the day of resurrection, when everything that is dead comes back alive.
When the tomb gives up
everything it holds captive. So he stayed 3 days before he came. Three, he came when everybody had run out of hope. So when we think all hope is gone, Mary was that kind of woman, even though they were in crisis, Jesus came at the nick of time when they ran out of conventional wine. And the unconventional guy came. And Mary was the only person at that point that knew him so well that he knew, this is my boy. He can make wine out of water. So Mary, as Jesus' time, they're out of wine. Jesus told the mother, this is what he said, it is not yet my time. Mary ignored him. Read very well, John chapter 2. She ignored him and told the servants, say, whatever he tells you to do, do it. It's like saying, this is my boy. I know the time. I came here 3 days before he came, and I know this is the moment. And sure enough, Jesus actually changed his mind. The reason was because the importance of time exceeded the importance of need exceeded the importance of time. Many times we are locked up in time and waiting for the right time, and we miss our need. So when need goes up to heaven, God descends and breaks every barrier of time. God is never limited by time. So when the need came up to heaven, even Jesus canceled his schedule. It wasn't yet his time, but he still went ahead and did the miracle and produced the wine. And when the governors of the wedding drank it, they literally protested. So why do you give us you have been giving us the old wine, and we've been drinking the old wine, and you brought the best at last. I'm telling you, the best comes at last. And another important thing to be said is the servants that were used to make that wine were unknown people. Nobody knows. They didn't have business cards. They were not the celebrities or the popular, well-known people. They were ordinary people who obeyed simple instructions. You read in Candy G's book. There were things she has outlined in the book. You see the principles of greatness. Those people, Mary and the servants, nobody knows their name, were instrumental to that very great miracle, which did not repeat itself in the whole Bible. So the bold fresh wine is that there is going to be a revival, which has started, and it's going to be bolder than everyone we have seen in history. There's about to be a revival that will make Azusa Street look like a Sunday school. It will be sustainable. It will last. And finally, the book of Hosea chapter 6, verse 2 says that on the second day I'll revive you, but on the third day I will raise you up. So revival that is about to happen is going to be transforming. It's going to be sustainable. It's going to revolve around God. No man will stop it. If it's from man, when the man dies, the process stops. That's why this one is going to be sustainable. The subtitle is A Cry for Sustainable Transformation. It's transformation that will outlast us. I am one of those people who are waiting to do things that will outlast me, not something that will stop and cease when I'm gone. So that's what the book is talking about.
And it talks about in the book, it says, there is a resurgence of a new kind of divine freshness. The bold, fresh new wine is an extension of God, born out of the extravagant relationship with the Father. The fruit will be good food, and the leaves will be used for healing the nations. I have to tell you, Pastor Benjamin, I couldn't be more honored that you have invited me and ask you along to be part of this grand mission of yours. So I will be in Austin, Texas, Friday, November 11th and Saturday, November 12th at Unveiled and Empowered. Check it out at unveiledempowered.org or contact me, Candy G, CandyG.com. If you are in Austin, you have to come out. And please, if you're within earshot and you want to take the trip, we're going to be there delivering some amazing, amazing information. Pastor Benjamin, before I let you go, because we've got somebody else for the second half of the show, what would you like to leave with the listening audience?
I want to leave with everybody that this is the third day. Third day is when everything that is dead comes back alive, and it comes as supernaturally. This is the time for women to put on the big old pants, get the big old girl pants, and get into the game. The ground has been prepared. This is the time, the best time to empower women, and nobody's going to stand in the way. By the way, my website is benjaminaniacho.com or boldfreshwine.com. Hello? Hello?
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And I got to tell you, I got to love live radio, and we just had a slight equipment glitch, but Pastor Benjamin, your whole conversation was on the air where I was momentarily lost for a moment. I just want to quickly say, Pastor Benjamin, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am to be with you in Austin on November 11th and 12th, and thank you for being on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you, Pastor Benjamin. Bye for now. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What an exciting, dynamic, passionate, passionate soul Pastor Benjamin is. And you were talking about bold, fresh wine, and we're going to continue to talk about, well, bold, fresh wine, or maybe bold, aged wine. On the second half of the show, Chef Lee is here to tell us all about our palate, stepping into our stride, and enjoying the largest outdoor culinary affair in South Florida. during the second annual Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival. The annual Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival brings you face-to-face with those who have made their lives their craft. This is a time for you to dine, drink fine wine, and experience a culinary affair like no other. Let me please welcome Chef Lee to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
Good. How exciting is passionate was Pastor Benjamin? Isn't he amazing?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed his speech. It was very interesting.
Very, very, very interesting. And, you know, that same weekend, for those folks that aren't in Austin that weekend, the place that they need to be, November 11th and 12th and 13th, I believe, right?
11th
what are the
and
dates?
12th.
11th and 12th is the Boca Raton, the second annual Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival. And you're going to talk about that. But before you talk about that, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, my gosh. Chef, sommelier, team leader for Wines for Humanity out of Chicago, Illinois. Of course, I met you through Women of the Roundtable, great organization. Love food, love wine, love the passion of combining the two. So I've been in Florida for about a year now, moved from Arizona. Loving Florida, whole big bunch.
Oh, that's awesome. And you know what? We love Florida, too. And we're glad you're here, Chef Lee. Tell us a little bit about Wines for Humanity. It is an extraordinary organization, and how fun that this is what you get to do every day. But tell the listening audience about Wines for Humanity, and then let's talk about the Food and Wine Festival.
Wines for Humanity is a company out of Chicago, Illinois. We're actually licensed in 8 states. I'm very fortunate to be part of the organization almost from the beginning. And Wines for Humanity has a twofold, position or reason for being in existence. The first is that we like to be able to educate people about the joy of fine wines by doing in-home wine presentations that are fun and intimate. So you learn a little bit. It's also entertaining. And, of course, our most important part of the organization is that our mission is to prevent homelessness for families with children. So by selecting wine from us, obviously part of the proceeds from that goes to local organizations. And those organizations are always in the county and where the wine tastings are held. So we keep all the proceeds and donations going to local charities.
You know, and I think when folks first hear you, they'll hear Wines for Humanity and you'll hear, oh, it's wines, you sell wines. But getting folks to really understand that that a piece of all of the wine that's sold really goes to an extraordinary organization that makes a difference. It's such an exciting thing to be able to wrap what you do into making a difference.
Absolutely, it is. Charity is just the focus of the organization. I love being associated with them. And we're just about to reach a really, really big point in our history. We hopefully, by the end of this month, will be able to say that we've raised over $1 million to give back to local organizations to help prevent homelessness for families with children. That's a huge, huge mile marker for us.
That's amazing. You know, drink wine, help the homeless. That's incredible. Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible. You know, there's so much about what you are. You are truly an educated, trained, experienced chef, and you have incredible culinary skills. And it's because of who you are as your talent as a chef that you have been honored this year as the executive chef of the Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's really a very humbling experience. I don't know how they picked me out of all the amazing, talented chefs that are in South Florida, but I certainly feel honored and privileged to be part of it. So this is going to be a great, great event, Candy, on Friday and Saturday the 11th and the 12th of November.
Well, if I wasn't in Austin changing the lives of women out there, I promise you, I'd be with you at that Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect there.
Well, there's 4 separate events happening Friday and Saturday. The first thing Friday, we're having a VIP Under the Stars dinner. Of course, you know, this is the second annual event for the Boca Wine and Food Festival, but this is the first time that we'll be having the VIP dinner. In 7 different regions, there are about a limited number of guests will be in each region, and they'll have their own private chef that'll put on and prepare a 3-course meal, and each dish will be specifically paired with the appropriate wine. And you'll be in a themed area where, for instance, if you're in France, it'll be all French decor with French music and French cuisine. And then after that event, everyone will be released to go down into what we call the Sweet Endings Village, where there will be lots and lots and lots of sweet things, including after-dinner drinks, and lots of wonderful desserts by the pastry chefs all over South Florida. So that's the first event on Friday, and that starts at 7 o'clock. There are some tickets still left for that for a few of the regions, so if anyone's interested in participating, that should be a grand affair. And then the other thing that we're having Friday night that starts at 7:30 is the launch party, where we'll have the Urban Gypsy Band will be performing, and the people will come in, and our sponsor, Creekstone Farms, will be providing beef that we'll grill that night, along with, of course, some cheeses and breads and olive oil and desserts. That's a completely separate event. So two great things to happen Friday night. And then on Saturday morning, we're having a jazz and blues brunch. It starts from 10 and runs till noon, and we're going to have unlimited eggs and potatoes and steak, again, provided by Creekstone Farms. And that'll all be prepared along with mimosas and Bloody Marys and all the yummy things to go with the breakfast. And then Saturday night at 6 o'clock is when we'll have our grand tasting affair that will be featuring seven different countries, seven different regions, and each region will have 10 chefs in it. So you'll get to try 10 different bites of food paired with foods from 10 different from seven different countries. I will be hard-pressed to make it through all of those tasting tents, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm thinking. This is like, all right, how do you decide where you go? Are there some things in particular that you personally are very excited about in relationship to the food and things that you know are coming? I'm sure it's all amazing, but what, you know, we all have different tastes and different things get us excited.
I must tell you that being a chef and also with my knowledge of the wines, there's such a nice balance between having the correct wine with the correct food. It's just so pleasing with the palate. So I'm very, very excited about the Friday night event. But, of course, all four separate events are going to be amazing, and you can't go wrong with any one of those four events. But I'm really looking forward to the VIP Under the Stars because there's some master chefs there. Oh, and one thing I forgot, Candy, we're having a sliced competition on Saturday at 7 o'clock, and that's where three local chefs will be in competition. They'll be each grilling an 18-ounce cowboy bone-in ribeye, and then they're going to present it to three judges, and we're going to judge the best presentation and best steak, and the chef that wins we'll draw an envelope out of our local charities, and Creekstone Farms will be presenting that chef a check for $5,000 to donate to a local charity. That's a great event as well.
How fun. It's like watching the Food Network, being inside the Food Network on it. That's exciting. Where is this taking place?
This is at in Boca Raton at Federal Highway and Camino Royale. It's about a third of a mile. It actually starts at Federal Highway and goes back east. It's a street festival, so it'll all be open air with lots and lots of decor. Robert and Russell do just such a fabulous job with that. But in the event of rain, it will happen rain or shine because we have tents standing by. But I've had a little conversation with the Lord, and I think he's pretty sure that we're going to get through it with lots of clear skies.
That's pretty exciting stuff. Do you think people are going to be there for the whole 2 days being able to eat?
I hope so. We actually have an entrance ticket that will provide you entrance to all four of the events. So I think if I weren't going to be busy working the whole thing, I would be there both days, let me say, both days for all four events.
I was just sitting looking at you have quite a website here, and there's a lot on there about what's available, and it is called Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival.com, Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival.com. It's really worth taking a look at and going in and seeing what they've got going on. And so why is it that, you know, being a part of this, exactly what is your role in this festival?
A lot of coordination. I help with the master menu, help line up the chefs, help, you know, talk to the different restaurants about their participation in the event. And I've just pretty much anything that has to do with food, I've had my hands in it, helping her work with the sponsors that are working with us this year, U.S. Foods and Fresh Point and Creekstone Farms. Lining out the VIP dinner has been a very important part of my responsibilities for this event. So I'm pretty much a business person, so that's where my skills are being utilized the most, I think.
One of the things that you talked about wine and food, but you also talked about olive oils. I have this thing for real olive oil. Are you having olive oil tastings as well?
We just have some olive oils on the tables with the fresh French bread for dipping when we're having our launch party on Friday night. So olive oil goes so nicely with bread and cheeses and beef and wine.
I hear you. It all goes, you know, and what's interesting is all of this stuff goes together so well, but it's also extraordinarily healthy. People don't understand really the health benefits of red wine and olive oil. It's absolutely amazing when you start digging into that. That's a whole nother piece. What are some of the countries that are being represented?
Oh, my gosh. We have France, Asia-Pacific area, South America, Italy, of course, America, Spain, and then we have the Sweet Endings Village. And also on Friday night, we're going to have Vegan Fair, which should interest some people also. And that region is going to be manned by Wave 2700. So, and he's got a great menu put together for the vegan menu.
And actually, looking at that menu at the moment, and as an ex-vegetarian, born again, I'm a recovering vegetarian, born again carnivore. I was a vegetarian for 25 years, and I didn't know I love vegetarian fare. Actually, I love all good, healthy food, truthfully. And I'm looking at this menu, and it's really, really, really pretty exciting. I don't know about Wave 2700. Tell me about Wave 2700.
It's a local restaurant in Boca, and the chef John is very, very talented, as are all the chefs that we have that
sure.
are participating in that event. So not just the VIP, chefs for Friday night's dinner is wonderful, but there are a ton of amazing chefs and restaurants participating on Saturday as well, Candy.
And, yeah, so what we want to do is we want to make sure that we get an opportunity to mention a few of those. I don't want to start mentioning those because I know we're going to go to break in just a minute. But when we come back, I'd love an opportunity to mention some of the chefs that are going to be out and some of the things that that they're going to share, if you can, because I'd love to entice folks to get out there. Because truthfully, this is an amazing, amazing, amazing event. And if you're not going to be in Austin, the place to be is Boca Raton. 11-11-11. What a great place to be. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. We're heading to commercial break, and we will be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I am here with special guest Chef Lee. Hey, this is Candy G, and I'm so happy to be back. You know, what can I say? I think that it's gremlins left over from Halloween that's sneaking up on our equipment. But we're right back here with Chef Lee. And, you know, Chef Lee, do you want to share some of the other restaurants that will be represented?
Yes, I would love to. I hope I don't leave anybody out. There are so many. But let's do what everybody wants to do and have dessert first. And I'll tell you a few of the Sweet Endings Village participants, the Green Market Bakery and Godiva Chocolatier and the Cake Garden and Tea, Social Cupcake. We also have a cupcake, and we have Chocolade, Sugar Mama Sweets, Couture Cakes, Optimum Delights, Sweet Treat Events, and Chocolate Luxury. So we got all the sweet ones to start with. Sometimes I always want to eat dessert first.
I hear you.
And then we have some nice restaurants representing the French region. We have Super Dave's Diner, Catering Revolution, Creekstone Farms will be there, Bistro 201, Tiramisu, Stocked and Loaded, Potions and Motions, the Raw Vegan Gourmet, and Rock Burger and Funky Biscuit, which is a new restaurant. It's just opened in Boca. It's phenomenal. And we've got some great Asia-Pacific restaurants, Curry's and More, the Whale Raw Bar, Publix, Blue Martini, Blue's 41, De Pure Asian Tapas, Stir Crazy. Let's see, we've got also Lemongrass Asian Bistro in that area, and Safa Mediterranean Grill and Bistro. And then in South America, we've got Indian and Herbal Cuisine, Anatoly Mediterranean, been there, it's a great place. Creekstone Farms again, Surfe Cafe, House of Bread, JB's on the Beach, La Bamba, Bamboo Fire Cafe, The Drunken Donut, and J. Mark's. I mean, there's so many wonderful restaurants. So, you want me to go on with a few more we've got here, Candy?
Yeah, share some of the Italian ones. If I was there, I'd be looking for Italian food.
Oh, you'll be happy with this. Casa di Angelo's there. They're going to be
love
on
them.
Friday night as well as Saturday. La Stella's, Brooklyn Pizza. And Maggiana's Little Italy, and Cetabello, and Raphael, and Ovenella, also from Boca. Been there, love that place also. Tommaso's Pizza. And we have Brickhouse Tavern and Tap from America, along with Andrew's and Red Backwood Barbecue, and Beer Garden, The Melting Pot, True Lux, Oceans 234, Steak 954, and The Office. So we got tons and tons of great food.
Wow. Wow, so exciting. Absolutely so exciting. So, you know, we have about three minutes while we're still on the air. I want you to talk to folks about why you think folks would really enjoy coming out, why it's important to come out to this event?
To begin with, I think the sense of community that you get when you go to a street fair like this, especially such a grand affair that they do there in Boca, everyone loves food and wine, the camaraderie, supporting of the local charities. We do have 13 charities that are also involved with the Boca Wine and Food Festival this year. And just having that sense of camaraderie, I think, is important with food and wine. So I'm so looking forward to it. I can't tell you. I don't know if you've read that from our conversation or not, but I just love to be around food and wine and good friends. It always makes me smile.
Well, I think that's what it's about. I mean, I really do. I think it really is the friendship and the camaraderie. And, you know, as you know, and you do know me, Lee, is that I've been studying fine red wine since my early 20s. And having a great glass of wine paired with the perfect food, I think, is really extraordinary. And so having just such a smorgasbord, no pun intended, of all of these incredible chefs and restaurants in a beautiful place with beautiful wines is really going to make for an extraordinary, absolutely, absolutely extraordinary weekend.
Candy, may I also mention, too, that I think we fail to thank all the volunteers that participate and donate their time to make an event like this happen. So I just want to give a special rah-rah to all the volunteers to help us organize this.
And I'm glad you did, because I know what it takes to put events on, and I imagine that it's quite a few that are showing up to help you get things into place and get them done. And so, you know, I commend you and the entire team on in advance for a job well done, because I know what this is going to be like. This is going to be an absolutely, absolutely amazing event. So if folks want tickets and they want to find out more, go to Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival.com. And like always, you can always contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com. But for those folks that want to find out more about Chef Lee and Wines for Humanity, how can folks get in touch with you?
My website is CiboEvino.com. Cibo, it means food and wine in Italian. CiboEvino.com. And you can also access.
Do you want to spell that?
Yeah, that's CiboEvino.com. And my website is also on the page for chefs at the Boca Raton Wine and Food Festival, as well as the board members. So, Candy, it's just always such a delight to be around you. You're so much positive energy, and I wish I could just rub up against you all the time because you're amazing. And I really, really thank you very much for allowing us to participate on your radio show today.
Oh, no problem. Listen, I really would like folks to be there. Like I said, if I wasn't in Austin, I'd be there. So I'm thinking, depending on whatever part of the world you're in, Austin or Boca, there you go. The weekend is set. Lee, I so appreciate you, Chef Lee, for being here, Boca Wine and Food Festival. Go check out unveiledempowered.org. Join me in Austin. Join Lee in Boca. It's going to be an amazing weekend. Hey, this is Candy G. You know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.